Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Bulldog Live continues with attorney Penny Dean. And Penny, let's get to caller Jim, shall we, here? In the couple minutes we have remaining here on Second Amendment Tuesdays. Jim, how are you?
All right, and you?
Good, you're on with Penny Dean.
Hi, Penny.
Hi.
I heard you a few months ago speaking of unwanted entries into your home, and you were going to put doors that opened out.
Yep.
I could only presume to be myself a thinker, practically, not as intelligent as you, but in the case of a fire in your home, a door opening out would not open because of the vacuum of the fire inside your home. And I have a recommendation that I would like to give to you, maybe not off air, not on air.
Oh, okay.
But I don't really know how to do that other than possibly give my name and phone number.
Can you send an email, Jim?
I am not computer literate, sir.
Well, let's give you Penny's phone number. You can get in touch with her off the air.
Yeah, 230-9999.
All right.
And you want me to tell you something? I'll be interested to hear what you have to say, but let me tell you a couple of things. Is that in Florida, that's how they do the doors everywhere. Everywhere I've ever seen in Florida does it that way.
I haven't seen it, but...
That is because of the
hurricane.
Risk of hurricane,
yep.
And such like that, so as the door will open of its own.
Yep.
And release the vacuum pressures.
But you have a good point.
My suggestion is it's a defensive system that I have created for my own home.
Oh, wow. I am always interested to hear more ideas, because the bottom line is I always go back and forth and go, you know, no one as a practical matter, financially or practically, can live in a fortress. You know what I mean? There has to be a balance.
They're going to be able to open that door whether you want it or not. All I could say is, if I gave my name and number to someone off air, could you call me?
Certainly. Sir.
Well, Jim, why don't I put you on hold, and we'll get Bob to take that for you, okay?
All right.
I'll pass along to Penny. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So, yeah. Penny, with that, I'm going to have to move on here. But again, people get in touch with you.
230-9999.
All right, very good. Well, Penny Dean, I've got to run here. Second Amendment Tuesdays. We'll do it again next week at this time here on Bulldog Live.
Thank you.